This is 89.1 KUAR. I'm Michael Heplin. A rally is being planned for 5 o'clock in support of the Arkansas Repertory Theater. It comes after the theater suspended operations last week. Joining me to discuss this is Skip Rutherford. And Skip, you're helping to organize this event. You are the Dean of the Clinton School of Public Service. First, how did you come to take this role in working to help the rep?
Well, Michael, thank you, and thank you for having me today. The Clinton School has had a partnership with the rep since 2010. And for the past several years, when a rep play takes place, prior to its opening, the cast will come to the Clinton School, members of the cast, and will do a panel presentation as part of our speaker series. And when we got the news that the rep was suspending operations, several of us got together, several people have been talking, and said, what can we do? Because it's too much of a treasure for Little Rock, for Central Arkansas, and quite frankly, for all of Arkansas. And so what we agreed to do was, because so many people want to get involved, want to be a part of it, want to capture the spirit. It's like when the news came out, it was like a death in the family. I mean, it was just like people were grieving.
Shocked people.
It shocked a lot of people. Some people knew the rep was having some serious financial challenges, but it did shock a lot of people. It shocked a lot of our students who were just stunned because the rep's a part of their lives too. So we decided, what can we do collectively as a community? Not only to generate support, but to validate support and to build support.
What's in store? It happens 5 o'clock. It's outside the building there on Main Street?
Well, there's going to be a wide variety of different this is a very organic organization. I mean, this is just people coming together. There's no major structure. It's volunteers. People are volunteering their time. They're volunteering their talents. They're volunteering their equipment. They're volunteering their music. They're volunteering the expenses related to it. So it's just people coming together. So I think what's going to happen is that hopefully some announcements will be made about support for the rep and how people can support and people who have stepped up to support the rep.
Yeah. And Skip, what will it take monetarily to bring the rep back to life?
You know, Michael, I am not on the rep board. I'm just doing this as a citizen. So my sense is that what the rep needs in the short term, you know, is anywhere from $1 million to $2.5 million short term, which covers debts and sustains operations. Long term, for long term sustainability, for long-term future, the rep needs to raise about $5 million. But what we need to do starting now is that if we could get pledges and commitments and raise $1 million to $2 million in a quick amount of time, that's a pretty admirable goal. That's a pretty far-reaching goal. But this is a treasure, and this is a way of life. I mean, the rep's been here since 1976. To let this thing go without a fight, without a rally, without a support, I think it's the wrong thing to do for our city. I think it's the wrong thing to do for our state, and that's why I want to be a part of it.
That's Skip Rutherford, Dean of the Clinton School of Public Service, who is helping to organize this rally. Skip, thanks for coming by.
Thanks, Michael. I appreciate you.
And again, the rally will be 5 o'clock in front of the rep on Main Street. And in the interest of disclosure, Skip, I should point out that you are also a supporter of KUAR and take part in our regular pledge drives. I'm Michael Heplin, KUAR News.